Okay, we're going to try it this way. I am not sure what is going on with my computer, but this is the second day in a row that stuff hasn't worked. So the first, yesterday, we didn't have any video. Today, we didn't have any sound. So we'll get it all fixed, but we can always come old school and we can use the phone. And I was just telling y'all a story to get everybody in here. So it's not that important. The only thing is I ran 7 miles today. That is why I look so glorious, is because I had to get it done and I had no time for a shower. So this is what I really look like. And by the way, I do not know who gave me this necklace, but someone gave me this and I love it and I wear it. It says No BS Queen. Someone gave it to me at one of the events recently. Whoever you are, thank you, because I do love this necklace. Just want to say that. All right, here's what we got. You see this juicy box? This juicy box is what people who register for camp are getting. If you are coming to the virtual camp, everything inside this huge ass box is yours. So if you've been to our past camps, you can see that we have leveled up the stuff going inside the box. If you are coming to in-person camp, you will not only get all of these beautiful things, but there are some other goodies that will be there for you too. So let's just take a look to see what is inside my box. All right. I'll just be really honest with you guys. When I got the box, I was like, holy shit, that thing is huge. And then I'm always in the meetings when we pick the stuff out because I think about things. But then, you know, it'll be like 6 or 8 weeks later. I'm 46 years old. I can't remember. It was literally like Christmas. I was just like, oh my gosh, because I forget the stuff we put in. Okay. So when you first get it, you're going to see me, and I have a special little something for everyone. So there will be, you'll scan the QR code. We even gave you instructions on how to do it and all the things. Look, Luau is even excited. He wants to see what's in the box. We give you a little card so that we explain how you do that. Come on, Luau. You can't be in the middle of all this. Go on. And then you'll get a special video from me welcoming to camp. And I will not tell you what's in the video because it's a surprise. Number one, we are resending old shitty to everyone. We had a lot of you say, I would like to have more than one old shitty, or your dog ate it. We had a few people whose kids took over the old shitty. If this is your first time coming to camp, this is a squeeze ball. And what I do, a lot of times I use it in the videos, but what a lot of us do is we keep him laying around. So that whenever we're having an old shitty thought, we grab him and we squeeze him to remind us that that is just a thought. So this is exciting. If you read, I just interviewed John Acuff of Finish. He has a new book called Soundtracks Out. It's all about overthinking. He talks about having a symbol for your new thoughts. Well, y'all thought we were cool when we got an old shitty squeeze ball. Now, we got new hotness. So if you know the way that I teach thought work, it's like we want to find all the old shitties we can, and we want to replace them with new hotness thoughts. So now, you've got both. So when you want to practice your new hotness thoughts, you can squeeze your new hotness, and that can remind you, like, okay, I'm on the hunt for practicing these new thoughts. It's a little bit on the silly side, but I will tell you guys, these things really do make a difference when it comes to, you know, I think we think about thought work sometimes is so heavy and so deep and, it's all the things. Sometimes when you just do little things like this, it reminds you that listening to the way you think and changing your thought outs might not be as fucking serious as we think it is. Could just be we're just looking for old thoughts and replacing them with some new. So you get these. Let me put these. I'm going to leave these out because I've been dying to get them out of my box because I want to use them when I teach. The never seen before No BS cup is coming to all of you so that you can drink your water. And every time I cuss, you will stay sufficiently hydrated. So we included, it's a brand new one. You can't even buy these from us, but these are coming to all of you inside of your stuff. Now, there will be lots of shred. So if you have a cat like mine, you're going to have to like move your shred, but we give you instructions to make sure that you know that underneath the shred is the rest of your stuff, because I don't want you guys thinking that's all I get. As always, you're going to get sticky notes, because every No BS woman needs to have No BS sticky notes, because we're going to write down our thoughts. We're going to put them in the places that we need them most. So you'll get a new sticky note pad. We have a new pad that we're sending everyone. It's called the Think, Feel, Do Cycle. It's a quickie version of doing a thought download for your journaling. So it says at the top, I'm working on designing the life I want to live. And then at the bottom, it's got Think, Feel, Do, so that you can write what you want to be thinking and then write, here's how I would love to think about this situation. When I think this, I will feel this, I will do this. Next. Oh, you can't really tell what that is, but this is a No BS window cling for your cars, so that everybody knows that you're a No BS woman. All right, Luau, come on. Hey, Logan. Logan,
yes.
Come get Luau and put him in your room. Then we also have a new Corinne magnet for all of you who collect the various versions of the Corinne magnets. You have a new one. And you've got the You Ain't a Dog, You Don't Need a Treat magnet, so that you can put these on your refrigerator if you would like to. We also have a brand new journal. This one says, don't just pick a number and aim for it. Pick a life and work for it. It's a new journal. We put more pages in it. It's similar to the ones you've done at camp before, but what we did was we made sure that we doubled the amount of paper in it. So you'll be getting a journal. I don't know why there's two in there. I think you only get one, but there was two in my box. And then we have the famous No BS pen will be included in there. I cannot remember. We may be giving you guys two of them. I'm not 100% sure, but I've got two in here. But you will get another No BS woman pen. This is a favorite of everyone's because, let me see this. It writes really well. I'm a big snob when it comes to paper, a big snob when it comes to pens. I mean, I like the journal has the thicker paper in it because I like an amazing writing experience. And so I love these pens. I use these pens. I use all kinds of pens. I've got three main pens, the Flexen pens. I use this one and I use these. And that is like the only pens you'll ever see me using. You'll also get your workbook. So this is actually the older workbook, but we have a brand new Ending Self-Sabotage workbook. So you will not need to print your workbooks off. You will get one. And it will have every worksheet that you need in it. It's going to have a lot of the stuff that I cover in the... So when you come to camp, the way we typically do things is we start each segment off with a little video from me where I'm just teaching a concept. And it's about 5 to 10 minutes long. And then we either break you out and have you do some journal or some worksheets, or we start the Q&A and coaching, and then we do worksheets. This camp, we're going to be mixing it up a lot. We're going to be doing a mix of, we're trying to break you all out into worksheet rooms so that you will do some worksheets together and talk about them. We're going to, there's just different things that we're going to do this time. So this camp will be a little different in the flow, but I think you guys will really love it. And who doesn't need a pom-pom? It says, celebrate every win on it. So we also will have the pom-poms for you to get excited so that you guys can, just do all the things with it. Every time you agree with something, you can shake it. The reason why we do that is so that when you are at home and you're in the rooms, you're going to be seeing lots of people on your screens. So when people are shaking their pom-pom, it kind of gets you excited. It's like, oh, yeah, I agree. All right, that is your camp reveal. So let me put my shred back in here real quick. And do you guys have any questions at all about camp in terms of, is there just anything that you don't know, anything that you want to ask? Can you order refill ink? Okay, I didn't know about the pen. That's like one of the most common questions we get post-camp is, how do I get a refill for the pen? And I think that's why we're sending you guys two pens this time. So I tell you what, if you have questions, can Mary Jo, can you put them inside of the Can you put them inside Slack so I can see them? The big thing I want all of you to know is that I only order so much swag for every camp. Now, every camp I've ordered more than the last time. But when we sell out of swag, guys, I can't get any more. All of this box has to be decided upon at least 6 weeks in advance of when we start shipping. International boxes started going out yesterday. Next week is going to be the first round of continental U.S. shipping. So everybody who's already signed up, you will get your stuff. If you want to get more information about camp, what it's all about and stuff, you can go to pmptribe.com. You can go to events and you can read all about it. I also I encourage all of you to ask questions in the group. People will not steer you wrong on the virtual experiences, the in-person experiences, camp and stuff. So here's a question. How do I get into one of the quiet rooms at camp? So here's how we do things. When you sign up for camp, you will get what's called, and this comes out about a week before camp, we have what's called the camp hub page. And the hub page is where like access to all the rooms will be and all that kind of stuff. The way we sort rooms is by your alphabetical, I think it's alphabetical last name or first name or something. It is all explained there. But like we'll say, all right, the A through F will be in room number one. F through H will be in room number two. So you just each day, you're just going to go to your assigned room. If you are in an accountability group and you all want to go virtually to the same room, you just pick someone's name and you all go to their room. It's not like we're some kind of like alphabet police who are going to be, you know, oh my God, I don't think your name is supposed to be in here. So we do want the accountability groups, if they want to be in the same room, we want them to be in the same room. We have what's called, we're going to have two different versions of a quiet room this time. We're going to have one room that's called quiet room where you literally only ask questions. There's no cheering. There's no I agree. There's no Me Too movements. There's none of that stuff that's going on in there. It's literally like, I have a question. And the room doesn't answer. The moderator is the answerer. So our coaches are the people who answer all of the questions. Then the other room will be the silent room. And it means there will be no moderator and there will be no one to answer any questions and there will be no talking in the chat. It's just for people who absolutely have no desire to ask a question, who have no desire to do any chatting. They're just there to watch camp and do their own thing. In the silent room, there also will not be journal breakouts. So if we are breaking out to do worksheets and stuff in the silent room, there won't be breakouts there either. It'll just, you won't need it because, you know, nobody wants to talk in that room. So that's how we do the room assignments. Is there a camp theme song? There's actually two different camp theme songs. One is always Don't Stop Believin'. So at some point during camp weekend, you will hear Don't Stop Believin'. That is the OG theme song for all Nobius women. Don't Stop Believin' is our theme. We also have one more called I Lived by One Republic. And that is, that's usually the song that we end camp on every single time. So it's no longer a surprise, but it is very moving. I will tell you, by the time you have gone through everything that we do throughout the entire weekend, and you have thought about yourself, you have uncovered things, you have started to believe in yourself, you've had aha's and breakthroughs all weekend long, by the time we get to that song, it's usually a fucking boo-hoo fest. Boxes start shipping next week. International has already gone. If we already signed up, we'll definitely get a swag box. Yes, everybody gets a swag box unless you wait too long to sign up and we run out of swag boxes. So just don't be waiting to the last minute and then be like, shit. Now, when we get close to selling out, we start letting you guys know. You know, we're not going to just like be like, well, womp, womp. Like when we get within about 300 boxes, we start letting everybody know we're in a sellout situation. I've not had a camp yet that we didn't sell out. And every single time I've added like 500 more boxes. So it isn't because Corinne doesn't know how to order. It's because they just, these camps get better and better. And I mean, camp to me is an opportunity. It's like the, a lot of you don't get the opportunity to self-develop like in an immersive format. This is your opportunity to do that, to really see what it's like to do all that. Let's see, what else? Can you explain again to newbies how they can catch up if they miss a specific day or time of camp? I know that stressed me the first time. So one, you don't have to catch up. I think that that's the biggest problem that I see with camps. Guys, I go to 3-day virtual events at least once a month to learn shit that I'm going to teach you guys. I attend these things all the time. I also have to do coaching sessions with you guys in the middle of these things. I have, but there's things I have to do. I never think, oh my God, I've missed a section. I'm probably not going to be able to learn anything. I need to catch up. You don't. Always, this is the same as it comes into no BS. Walk in the door, open your eyes, open your ears, and open your mind. You will hear something in that moment that will be life-changing. Now, I designed camp to make sure that everything, like it's like, if you intend the whole experience, it's like, it's building, it's building, it's building, which is awesome. But that doesn't mean that if you miss a portion or miss a half a day or something, that it's like, well, I guess I can't build. It's like, no, get in where you fit in right now and get started. You don't have to worry about that. The other nice thing is that we have all of the camp replay videos come to you. It takes us, we say give us 2 weeks, but the people who turn around our videos, it's a lot of footage. You can imagine we have 8 different cameras in the room filming from all different angles. They take all of the footage and they make a beautiful, chaptered, captivating replay version for you so that you've got like the morning session of day one, afternoon of day two. So we break it up into really good pieces. And then you get access to those videos for as long as you're a member. Like I don't just say like, oh, you only get it for 30 days. No, you will get access to all the recordings for as long as you're a member. And they will be in your My Events section of the website. It comes out about, like I would say anywhere from 7 to 10 days later. 7 to 14 is when you will get your replays. And then you can watch them and you can watch the sections that you didn't attend. A lot of people like to watch them all over again. We have several groups that the accountability groups will all come together for the virtual weekend. And then they will meet up online and they will all watch different portions again. And then they have like a Zoom meeting or something online and they talk about what they learned the second time. So you get all the replays. Did you finish the music playlist? Did you take suggestions? Do you take suggestions? I always take suggestions. I haven't worked on the music playlist yet. I do reuse a lot of the music because the way that I love for you guys to get to where you start hearing the music over and over again so that like it will bring you back to past camps. Because I would say at least 50% of the people that come to every camp, probably more, are repeaters. And I try to keep things where they feel like when you, the more camps you come to, the easier it is for you to just get immersed quick. So, but yeah, you can send me suggestions at any time. Just send them to support@pmptribe.com. I'll listen to things, but I handpick all the playlists for our worksheets and stuff. Like I literally will do a worksheet. I will listen to music and I pick things that I think, really resonate with that worksheet. So they do, like, it might be similar songs, but they do, change around. Will I have the replays available for a while after? Yes. Yes, you will. As long as you're a member, you'll have the replays. Do you find that people are successful when they have to do the camp as a replay only? Oh, yeah. This is the thing. Being there live is amazing. Being there on replay is amazing. It's not, this is the thing. The way you feel about it And the way you experience it has everything to do with your thinking behind it. I want you really all to understand this. The way you are going to experience camp is going to have everything to do with the thoughts you bring to it. Like, I'm here to learn. This is going to help me figure shit out. I am dedicated to getting this done. I think that y'all all tend to miss the idea that you're the one who decides the experience you get in anything. It's not me, and it's not the world. It's not your partners. It's not your spouses. Nobody is deciding your experience but you at any given time. So what I would encourage all of you to do, whether you are coming live all weekend in person, live all weekend virtually, replay only on your own, before you push play, ask yourself this simple question. How do I want to think and feel about this that I'm getting ready to learn? Do you know that every single day I ask that question before I start working? It is in my planner. It is the planner that I use for work. And before I ever work on one single thing for you guys, I always ask myself, how do I want to think and feel about the work I'm going to do today? Because I don't ever want to show up to my job for all of you with dread or stressed, overwhelmed, anxious. I don't want to do that stuff. I don't want to do it to me, and I damn sure don't want to do it to you, because it does not help you when I'm not showing up my best, when I'm not showing up deciding ahead of time how I'm going to think and feel about this. It's the same thing with your experiences. It's no different than like when you come to a replay, when you're watching this video, when you're listening to the No BS modules, when you're doing a course. Decide how you want to think and feel about it. You determine the experience you're going to have out of it. If you go into it thinking, well, I'm probably not going to lose weight anyway, but I'm going to listen. What kind of experience do you think you're going to get out of it? Here's how you'll hear everything that I say. That won't work for me. No, that won't work for me. Because your brain will be trained on the idea that you can't do it. So all it will hear is everything that I tell you and throw up an excuse, throw up a roadblock, throw up some kind of bullshit right behind it. You need to go into everything with a deliberate mindset, thinking like, how do I want to think and feel about this thing I'm fixing to learn here? Do I want to be sitting here thinking I can't lose weight? Or do I want to be sitting here open to the idea there's something in this video I can try? Because if you do that, guess what happens? Your brain is now looking for one thing that you're willing to try. One thing that doesn't seem overwhelming. That's how you show up for yourself. Guys, you got to show up in life decisively. It's just like what we put, like when we really think about the shit that when we design a box, I swear, we think about the quotes. We think about every little thing that we're going to pull together so that you're given the best thing to look at so that your brain can get triggered to have better thoughts. Don't just pick a number and aim for it. It's like, don't just show up to a video and hope something will happen. Pick a life and work for it. Pick a thought and think it. Pick a goal with a video. Pick a thought before you listen to a damn thing that drips out of my mouth and be intentional and go for it. Put my glasses back on. I know I'll miss Friday. Should I try to do anything in the workbook to be ready for Saturday or just jump in and do the replay later? I'd just jump in. If you've got some time and you would want to, I don't have that particular workbook in front. Well, I've got this work. I got the workbook pulled up in front of me. What we are doing on, so the first thing that we're going to, the first day, we're going to talk about why we get in our own way. So that part will be me explaining just a little bit about habit versus the conscious brain, why we have self-sabotage. So this portion of the book, I think you could read it and you could do that worksheet, and that worksheet won't take you very long. The second thing we'll be doing is called catching yourself. I'm going to be introducing the like the phases of catching yourself when you self-sabotage. Guys, there are five phases. There's the consequence phase where most of us are catching our self-sabotage after we're experiencing consequences. There's the doing phase. There's the phase where you start getting really good at catching yourself in the act. Then there's the phase where you start catching yourself feeling like you want to self-sabotage. Then there's the phase where you get so good at all that that you're catching yourself thinking your self-sabotage thoughts. And then the other one is the trigger. So we're going to talk about all these phases because I think a lot of you think that you have to end self-sabotage. We're going to talk about how to get through self-sabotage. Self-sabotage is one of those things that you're going to have to live with for the rest of your life. It is a natural part of the way the brain is designed. It's there for a purpose. Your brain is always figuring out these ways to cope with situations, make sense of things, analyze things. The only way to get rid of self-sabotage is to turn off the part of our brain that tries to make sense of the world. We don't want to do that. And we don't want to end self-sabotage because when we think it should be over, then we get frustrated that it doesn't end. And then every time it happens, we think something's wrong with us. Rather than self-sabotage is actually a very natural thing that the brain does. We just want to get better and better and better at the stages and catching it and understanding it. And then you feel so much more relief and it's easier to go through life without all of that shame and judgment and worry that something's wrong with you. So we will be doing that on day one also. So you could read that and do the worksheet. Day one is about kind of introducing why we have all this self-sabotage and me helping you understand it's not as bad as we all think it is. It's not an end game, ending our weight loss ability. It's really like, I really want to help you set up on Friday to drop a lot of the like resistance to it, the fear of it, the angst behind it. And then the last thing that we'll do is I'm going to introduce everyone to the process we'll use the rest of the weekend. So it's called the unwind process. I will just be introducing how it works. All of it's in your workbook. So you could just read about it if you have to miss day one. And then if you want to do that worksheet, you can, but you guys don't have to. You wouldn't have to do all of that to be ready on day two. On day two, what we do is we start breaking the unwind process down line by line, class by class, and all day two and day three, so that you get to like take all these different forms of self-sabotage and start running it through the unwind process one at a time. You'll be able to leave there with a few of the things that you typically do worked through extensively. Will the replays be captioned? I'm not sure, but I can ask the team to do it. It's not a hard ask. Mary Jo, will you just tell the team to caption the replays? Will you have the coaches review the week after camp, like with the last camp? I really enjoyed that. Review the week after camp. I'm not sure what that is. Mary Jo, just ask Kathy about that. Kathy is the person who is kind of coordinating all the events stuff. Don't forget that if you sign up for camp now, we are every single week on Sunday, we're having co-planning sessions with the coaches where you get an opportunity to come to a session with all the people who are coming to camp and a coach. The first 10 minutes is the coach talking about their weekly plan, how they're setting themselves up for success. Then what we're going to do this week is we're going to break you guys out into about 30 minutes into small groups where you guys can plan together. We decided this week to give you all a PDF to work from so that you can ask the questions and have a group planning session. And then at the end for about 15 minutes, it's going to be anybody who has questions, anything that came up in their sessions and they would like a coach answer, they can do that. That's available. Those co-planning sessions, anybody that signs up for camp will get access to those and we'll be running them all the way up until the Sunday before camp. Is this camp good for a newbie trying to figure things out? Yeah, I mean, every camp is good for anyone. It doesn't matter if you're a newbie or not. This is the thing. By the time camp happens, this is 5 weeks from now. you're going to be done with no BS. This could be your next, like this could be your next big momentum builder for you if you want to. Just know that if you're a newbie, we have two a year. So there will be another one in October. If you don't feel comfortable coming to this one, don't worry about it. We'll have another camp with another theme that happens in October. I don't do the same camps every single time. We it's new material each time. I do new things. I don't know what October is going to be before everybody asks, what are you going to do in October? Here's what I know. I'm going to watch you guys all summer long to see what you bitch about and struggle with the most. And guess what October camp will be about? What you guys bitch about and struggle with the most. That's what we do. All right. If there's no other questions, I'm going to get out of here so that this video is not too long. The necklace says no BS queen. Someone gave this to me. One of our members gave this to me. So I appreciate whoever did that. All right. You can get information for camp over at pmptribe.com. Go to the events tab. We have opened up a few more spots for in-person. We now in Nashville, all of our restrictions changed last week, and they're going to be easing up more starting, I believe, next week. So for this camp, you do need to be vaccinated. We're going to have our first camp with attendees who are vaccinated. That doesn't mean every camp will be vaccinated. It just means for this one in particular, I wanted to make sure that we come out the gate in person, you know, just as safe as possible. So we've opened up more spots. If you want to get registered, we are at the capacity of our old, we had 80 spots. We are at the 80 mark, but we are now able to, I don't know how many we can actually have in the room. Our room holds 500 with normal seating. But now we only have to have 3 feet of seating in Nashville. Up until 2 weeks ago, it was 6 feet. So as everything, I am being flexible. I am not getting my mind set on or getting my mind tore up that Nashville keeps changing things on me at the last minute. The hotel keeps changing things on the last minute. I am just rolling with all of it. So we decided to open up a few more spots for in-person. So if you want to come, you probably can get a seat. And then virtual, it won't sell out until we sell out of swag. We'll always take you up to the last minute, but I would love for you to have your swag box. So you guys have a great, great weekend. I will see everybody Tuesday night for my new time when I'm coaching. I coach now on Tuesday nights at 5 p.m. so that we can get some of the people who live in other parts of the world, give you guys more access. We have like 600 and something of you now are international members. It is crazy to me. I remember when I had one forever. And now there's over 600 of you. So that, to me, that's just amazing. All right. Y'all have a good weekend. I'll see you soon. Bye, y'all.